Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio, E-N-T, and we getting our spiritual feeding on. I know for those who are my loyal listeners know I usually do this in the a.m., but I had a couple of things to do today, but I always put God first, family second, and career third. And being that I didn't do the show today don't mean I can't do it right now. And for those who are tuned in, you can praise God wherever you at. I'm at the work right now praising the Lord. You know, take your lunch break, man, and just give God the glory. Give God the honor. And that's definitely what it's about, man. We're going to get our spiritual feeding on today. We've been talking about preparation all this week, and today we're going to talk about being prepared. Are you prepared? Like, we prepared for work, we prepare for church, we prepare to go out, we prepare our kids for certain things, but are you prepared? And that's what I'm talking about on today. Let's go into the scripture of today on the spiritual feeding. You had your dinner, but now, you know, this is a dessert. It ain't really the dessert, it's the main meal. But let's get into the scripture. The scripture today is going to come from Chronicles 27:6. It says, "So Jonathan became mighty because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God." Jonathan became mighty, y'all, because he prepared his ways before the Lord his God. Preparing your ways before the Lord and God. Yes, we got the new year coming in. We got stuff rolling about. We're about to start these whole New Year's resolutions, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, this is one of the things that you can't do. Here's a good New Year's resolution. God first, family second, and career third. This is how you got to get down. You know, we all tune in. We always get it together. You know, we always got stuff going on. But a lot of times God take the back burner. But I'm talking today about y'all about being prepared. All week on, we're going to be talking about preparation. But let's talk about getting prepared on today. You know, getting your spirit right, getting prepared for yourself. No matter where you at, you can praise the Lord. I'm at the job right now. I'm taking my lunch break. My lunch break. And y'all know, for those who know me, y'all know Diva like to eat. But I'm taking this time out. And shout out to these iPads. One of my coworkers, they have an iPad. They let me use it. But, and you know, for the callers that's tuning in, shout out to all the callers that's tuning in, the 973, the 908, the 616-732. And also you can check in with me on a live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And for the callers who calling in and y'all want to give y'all opinion, just bury me a little bit because I'm new to this little iPad thing, so it got my switchboard up on it, but I'm multitasking. So we're going to try to get this in and get y'all the spiritual feeding on today. Man, listen, first things first, you know, we know that God is preparing for our arrival. And Jesus said this. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions." And he said, if it was not so, I would have not told you. I go to prepare a place for you." That's John 14:2. Now, we know, too, that, you know, that while we are here on earth, y'all, he is preparing for us wherever and whatever we give birth to in our lives. God is always preparing what, I say it again, God is preparing us for whatever and whenever we would give birth to the things in our lives. All we need to do is ask him to show us what it is. You know, then do all we can to prepare for it and trust him. It's so good that God is available no matter where we at. Shout out to the 646 in the building. We're talking about preparing ourselves on today. You know, God is preparing a place for us in heaven. And God already knows what we're trying to prepare for to manifest in our lives. But we got to give it to the Lord and trust him. We're going to be talking about preparation all week, and we're talking about preparing all day. For those who are just tuning in live, it's Diva Spot Radio, ENT. I'm your host, Barry, and we getting our spiritual feeding on. I'm on my lunch break with the iPad, multitasking, because I love God that much. If those who know me, my loyal listeners, they know that I usually do the show 9 a.m. over here on the West Coast, and it'll be 12 p.m. on the East Coast. But I had a couple of things to do today, but I said I'm still going to give God that glory. I'm still going to give him that victory. See, it belongs to the Lord. And how ironically, you know, I was my coworker. She let me use her iPad. I seen her yesterday. I was like, "Yo, can I use this?" She like, "Yeah." So when I got to work, I'm like, "Yo, I need to use this for the show." And she's sitting right next to me, amazed that we in the lunchroom eating, and I'm got my woman's Bible, and I'm preaching and teaching the word to y'all because I want y'all to be prepared. It's so important. But I'm definitely selling this iPod. I think I'm going to pull a double next week to go ahead and get me one. This iPad, thank you, iPad, Apple iPad. I'm definitely going to get me one. Shout out to the 215 Live in the building. We're talking about being prepared and preparation on today. We're going to go back to the scripture. The scripture at the top of the hour is coming from Chronicles. Chronicles 27:6, it says, "So Jonathan became mighty, because he prepared his ways before the Lord God." The new year coming, y'all, and we're going to have all these new year resolutions. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to stop spending money. I'm going to spend more time with my kids. I'm going to go back to school, blah, 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 blah. That's all cool, y'all. That's good. That's what it is. But here's a great new year's resolution. Let's do it like this. God first, family second, career third. Let's rock out like that. We need some balance in our life on today. And so many people be like, "Oh, Ab, I don't have the time to tune in." And, you know, Diva Mary Kay, I'm, you know, I can't do it or whatever the case may be. That's cool. You know, I ain't mad that you can't tune into the show, but I want you to get some spiritual feeding regardless. Because too many of us is running around here with these skinny little Flavor Flav skinny weak spirits. Oh, my spirit is so weak and you wonder what's missing. But me personally, I got a precious spirit, a big out hollering Monique spirit. And I'm on my lunch break right now, but I give the glory to God. I love what God has done for me and what he has brought me for. And I have somebody say to me today, like, you know, Diva Mary Kay or whatever the case may be, you know, I'm trying to do right by the Lord. I'm trying. Try is a negative word. Let's take off the try and do. Try is a maybe. It's not stable. And it don't matter right now if you dipping and tricking, smoking and joking, slanging and banging. It don't matter what you doing. You can always give God the glory no matter what. Because when I was running the streets and on today, I'm not perfect, y'all, but I sure am blessed. I know that. But we got to start preparing for the Lord. We got to start changing, you know, the way that we think about things in our daily routines. If you able to pick up something, you snack, you eat. Every time y'all eat, y'all, I would encourage y'all, when you're feeding yourself physically, feed yourself spiritually. Very, very important. Carry a little daily bread with you. Go to Barnes and Nobles while you're out shopping, all in the mall. Stop by Barnes and Nobles and get you a daily Bible, a yearly Bible, something that you can take with you. It's very, very important. We got to start feeding our spirits because when we get caught up in the world, for those who don't know, when you caught up in the world, when you are idolizing your hair, your nails, your truck, your car, your house, your mate, you're making God your enemy. And what happens is we'll get a big head and think that we did all this stuff by ourselves. Is you crazy? Who brought you here? Who got you this far? You know, who brought you, who protected you at night while you were sleeping? And I have to get silent on that. Who did that? Who protected you while you were sleeping? You ain't protect yourself. A lot of us, we wake up in the morning and the devil was outside our door with cowboy boots on, a thong, a cowboy hat on, flipping a coin, laughing like, I can't wait till they get up. And for some of us, we wake up and the devil was ran right next to the bed in us. Oh, yeah, your mate got hate, too. Your mate got hate, too. You know, y'all, we got to do all you can to prepare yourself for your life, for your life's work as a Christian, or the God of your understanding, whatever the case may be. Because religion separate people. Religion does. It separate people, and it make people turn into enemies, unfortunately. But on today, I'm talking about being prepared. Start preparing yourself. You get all prepared to go out. You get all prepared for a job interview. You get all prepared for your next day. You take your kids to school. You get all prepared and doing all that stuff. But God is taking the back burner, y'all. Ladies, stand up and put that man first. God. That's the man that you should be waking up in the morning. I ain't going to front. Like, I don't get up waking about thinking about my honey bunny. But I thank God for today, yesterday, and tomorrow. He is the man of my life. He is the man that loves me no matter what. He is the man that supplies with me no matter what. He is the man that knows my spirit and my heart. He gave his only begotten son. Test somebody and say, would you give your child for me? Would you give your only begotten son for me? They're going to look at you like, yeah, word. That's how you feel. But we get caught up in our feelings and emotions, man. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Give me your comments. Give me your opinion. Testimony. Testify what God has there for you because he's always good and he's always on time. I love God for who he is. He allowed me to multitask right now on my lunch break to be able to do the show. I love the Lord. Shout out to God, y'all. God is definitely in control, and I know he still loves me. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And check in with me on the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Let's get it. Welcome back, you guys. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on, and even though I ain't perfect, he still loves me. What y'all know about that? And y'all got to start encouraging yourself. I just felt that right there. Even though I ain't perfect, he still loves me. Who you know going to love you like that besides your mother? Oh, let me tell y'all something about loved ones, too. just a little diva up. Family will lie to you. And not to hurt you or intentionally try to rag you out or something like that. But y'all should, and a reason why I said family, because it's going to enemies. Let's be thankful for enemies, y'all. Don't be mad at your haters. You should thank your haters for hating on you, because it's, the haters is not going to hold back. They're going to tell you exactly how they feel about you. They're going to say exactly what they feel necessarily they need to say. And they're not going to hold no grudges. But when somebody hating on you, take the time out to, don't get mad at them. Be like, you know, well, what is it in this message that God is trying to give me? What are they trying to tell me something? What can I get out of this to upgrade myself? Because your family members, they love you. They're going to lie to you. You know, they're going to try to sugarcoat the way of saying, you know what, you're about to lose your kids because you're running the streets and you're going crazy. Or them drugs is tearing you down. Or that man is tearing you down. Ladies, I've seen this today. Ladies, ladies, ladies. Men too. Because a lot of times we women, we get biased to men. We kind of, we be like, oh, that's what's up. They, he a single father. He take care of his kids. But a lot of women is biased to single fathers. Before you invest all your time or too much time into a man child or a woman child, invest that patience and love into your child. If your mate is acting like a child and whiny all the time and going on, say to them, look, get prepared. They're going to be like, get prepared. Yes, get prepared. Get yourself right with the Lord. Because it's sad that you want me, you want all your time, you want me to spend all my time with you, you want me to spend all this attention to you, and I got a child that needs this attention. And if you have to say that, it's time for you to remove yourself from that person. Upgrade. Oh, you don't pay enough attention to me. Oh, you don't love me. You don't call me enough. You don't spend enough time with me. You don't make me feel good. Are you serious? When you get the whiny relationship people, tell them to raise their hand and wait for you to call on them. Because they acting like a child. And for all you whiny mates who want all the time and why you ain't calling me this, this, and this, and this, and that, respect the fact that that person has a child. You should be encouraging them on today. That's how a lot of our youth is lost right now. Because we spending more time on a man child or a woman child rather than our child. Diva. Get prepared and preparation. Preparation comes with, first of all, getting honest with yourself. Get honest with what's going on with you. Let's start preparing our situations. We're going to go to the hotline and get some love. Y'all make sure y'all call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and loud live in the building. Shawnee, what's up, ma?
Hey, baby. What's up? I'm on my lunch break, too. I'm on my lunch break, too. I'm hungry.
See? I'm on my lunch break, too.
I'm feeding my spirit and my body.
See? Round of applause for Shawnee, y'all. Word up. My coworkers is dying. Well, my shout out to my coworker Dre. He holding up a sign saying "Marathon Woman." He is silly, but what's going on, Mama? Welcome to the show.
What's up? Got 646. I put him on the show. He's like, "This is good. This is good." I gotta say something about when he was like, you know how some moms they pay more attention to their spouse as opposed to their children, and as vice versa, it works with the man too. I agree, and you know what? I was a victim before. I was when, you know, when my first relationship that I had, that my son was you know, alive because he's only four, it was like he was real needy. He was like, oh, you let him do whatever he wants. You let him do da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was like this, that, and the third. And I always used to tell him, like, that's my son. Like, you have no say in that. You have no say in that. That's not your business. That's not your priority. And it will always be. And I have a boy. So to have a man and then to have a boy, they feel like, oh, my God, like, I mean, it's ignorant, but they feel like you're paying more. Like, that's my son. He's going to be there before he was there before you, and he's going to be there after you. And he mm-hmm. will, like, he'll be mad at me, and he'll say things to my son, and then, you know, I'm your cock in charge because...
mm-hmm.
I had them guys in the yard because you don't say anything about my son, but I could relate to that a lot. So,
and you know,
get your act together, yo, for real. Your babies are going to remember that. And you think because they're small, they're not going to remember or they're going to forget whatever, and that's wrong. Right now, everything they bring is like a sponge. They're going to remember everything. And don't do anything in front of your kids as far as, like, you got a little four, like, there's this little three-year-old in my son's school, and, like, she be trying to, like, kiss my son and stuff like that. I was like, what? Oh, bye.
Bye-bye.
Shut up. Don't even tell me. On Wednesday. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm at work. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine. But I definitely agree on that. You know, a lot of times, and I have been victim to that in a relationship, you know, as far as, you know, with the whole situation and carrying on. We're more concerned about my mate rather than my kids because I'm giving my kids the necessaries that they need. But the emotional part of things, you know, them kids is going to remember that. As that boy get older and, you know, he start to say, you be like, why'd you being so disrespectful? Why you care? You got your boyfriend now. And that's how he going to feel. The most impressionable time for a child, well, a man child, or a boy child from the ages from when he born to 8 years old. You know, and it's sad that, you know, I can understand a little bit of discipline, saying you let him do what he want, he need discipline, this, and that, and so forth. But your job in a relationship, men, your job is to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. That's all you supposed to do. And that's according to the word of God. You are supposed to provide, protect, and present new opportunities. That's your job. Now, when it comes to another man's son, and we understandable, you ladies, you should respect another man that's taking care of another man's child. But it's the way you let him do things. Just because he's paying the bills don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Homeboy, that don't mean nothing. Homegirl, too. Homegirl, too, you can get it. Everybody can get it. You know, just because you get into this relationship with these mates, and it's sad that as a parent, your child come back and say, oh, my father or my mother, you know, I know they love me, but they love they boyfriend and they girlfriend more than they love
That's not
me.
Okay. That's not okay.
And mothers and fathers, you know, when you hear your child say that, don't go get MBD. Don't go calling him up like, my son said this, like, I just wanted to call you calmly. Ladies, learn how to speak calmly. When you get mad, girl, calm down first because you ain't going to get nowhere because all he hear was wah, 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 peanuts. Go to him and say, look, I wanted to just let you know what your child told me. Your child said that they feel like you love your mate more than you love them. I'm not trying to be a hater or whatever the case may be, but I care about you as well, and I care about the relationship between you and your child, and I just wanted to let you know. That's it. You ain't got to say nothing else. Nobody owes, you don't have to say nothing else, and it's, and the kids is definitely going to see it.
And it's not okay.
When they grow older and they don't respect you, don't be mad. And then we always try to blame it on the spouse. Oh, my baby mother turned my kid away from me. Oh, my baby father turned my kid away from me. No, they didn't. It's sad that some of you parents out there, and again, prepare yourself. Oh, that just got on me. Bam. For the parents that have diapers has took their kids, for the homeboy or homegirl that's coming out of jail, I know you want to spend time with your kid. It's okay. But you got to prepare yourself. First of all, get out of jail for at least 48 hours before you start bomb rushing people. That's one. Now, What you want to do is take the time out to get your legal situation right. If you know you and your baby mother and baby father ain't y'all can't talk, go to the court. Your baby mama go to the court. Why you can't go to the court? Go down there and start. And when you put, if, believe it or not, when you put yourself on child support, you can pay what you want to pay. Now, I just said that. Now, I just, like, the ears of a lot of men and women just yeah. went up like a hound dog, like, what? I can pay what I want to pay. No, you can, according to your income, you can say, look, this is what I get and this is what I can afford right now. But I'm applying for visitation rights with my kids, but it's about preparing yourself. God first, family second, career third. Don't go try to go get full custody and you still living at mama house and you ain't got nowhere to stay. Or you at your girlfriend's house. Oh, hot mess news. Homeboy went and tried to get custody over his kid. And he was staying with girlfriend. How about Dice was wanting to do a background check on girlfriend. Girlfriend was like, why do you want to do a background check on me? Those your kids. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, old girl had just came from jail a year ago from herself. She in rehab. Mm-hmm. Homeboy, homeboy. Y'all better prepare yourself. Y'all better prepare yourself, because if you don't prepare yourself and start preparing your spirit first, y'all, prepare your spirit, this spiritual feeding, prepare yourself with the spirit. Prepare yourself with what God is telling you to do. Because when we try to do things on our own, we get nowhere. We start getting into these situations and carrying on and going about. Shout out to Guest 5880. Shout out to you. We start going on and doing our own thing, walking in our own way. And then when we fall into deep down in the, it's not even crabs in a bucket no more. It's crabs in a deep, dark hole. It's a big ditch. We get down in that ditch, and the first thing we say is, Lord, help me. Lord, please help me. Lord, get me out of this situation. I promise, Lord, I won't smoke again. I promise, Lord, I won't drink again. I promise, Lord, I won't do this. We got the New Year's coming in. Prepare yourself, ladies. Shout out to Sanity Girls, man. I love Sanity Girls. Shout out to Sanity Girls. Shout out to the CEO of Sanity Girls. Shout out to everybody over there. My ladies. My ladies. This domestic violence. My ladies, you are queens. Mama, you are queen. You're not a bee. You're not a, you, it's a couple of things that is spiritual feeder, but I y'all know what I'm saying. But start preparing yourself with God. If you're in an abusive relationship or if you're in a women's shelter right now for battered women, don't worry about that man no more. It's over. It's time to move on to the next chapter. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. We having a women's show airing live tomorrow. Shout out to Mommy Moms. We having a women's show airing live tomorrow right here on Diva Spot Radio ENT, 6 p.m. West Coast and 9 p.m. East Coast. It's called Woman to Woman Wednesdays. We going in. Woman to Woman Wednesdays, we're going to be talking about everything from immunization shots to photo shots. We're going to be having a segment called Black Cat. Black Cat is for the woman who's just jealous and envious of everything, how we hate on each other. Prime example, Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim, Black Cat. Wow, we're going to be talking about the emotional house. We're going to have the emotional house. Are you so caught up in your emotional house that you can't take care of your house? Real talk. We get so caught up in our emotional house that, oh, he don't love me. Oh, he beating me. Oh, I ain't finished school. Oh, I ain't got no job. Oh, I can't stop smoking. Oh, blah, 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 that we tearing our house down. Proverbs 14:1, ladies, a wise woman buildeth her house, but a foolish woman plucking it down with her own hands. I'm going to say that again. Proverbs 14:1. A wise woman buildeth her house, but a foolish woman plucking it down with her hands, with her own hands. You tearing your own house down. We should all write that down right now and take that with us. You should put that in your phone, Proverbs 14:1, to remind you every 30 minutes that a wise woman build her house, but a foolish pluck of it down with her own hands. See, a wise woman depend on the Lord for everything. I depend on the Lord for everything. And not only do I depend on him, I thank him. I wake up in the morning and I smile that crusty smile with the Lord. That's the first thing. I smile, that crusty smile. Father God, thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you I wouldn't have either one of those days. When you go to the Lord and when you're talking to him and you're praying with him, try to make it a quiet time when the kids is in school and you by yourself. Meditate with the Lord. Get honest with the Lord. He hear you. But before you start saying, give me some more. No. First thing you need to say is, Lord, thank you. Thank you for protecting me last night while I was sleeping at my most vulnerable state, Lord. When the devil could have came in and attacked me, I was in my most vulnerable state when I was the closest to death. Thank you for coming in the midnight hour and turning all things around for me, God. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for giving me health. Thank you for giving me another day to give you the victory with me preparing my life for you. We be all caught up saying, you know, I'm doing it big. I'm getting it done. I'm doing this. You get big-headed and you forgot who brought you here, who saved your life, who got you out of that house. Who got you your car? Who got you? Got your kids looking healthy, all good, got your hair done, nails done, everything done? That belongs to the Lord. Every day, it's a routine, y'all. You got to do it religiously. We do things every day. Religiously, you wake up and you brush your teeth and wash your face and take a shower. Hopefully, all of y'all are taking a shower when y'all get up. But religiously, you do something every day. You eat every day. Why you can't put God in it every day? You already religious. Already. You got a ritual of things. So I encourage you guys on today, to start putting God first. Because we get caught up in the things of the world and he take the back burner. God loves us. Clearly. We know that God is preparing for our arrival with him. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." Ha! Y'all hear what Jesus said? If it was not so, I wouldn't have told you. If it ain't the truth, boo, I ain't going to speak it to you. We know too that, you know, that while we are here on earth, y'all, he is preparing for us whatever we will give birth to in our lives. All we have to do is ask him to show us what it is. Then do all we can to prepare for it and trust in God. I'm going to open the lines back up to Shawnee, and then I'm going to go to a song because I'm feeling like some busting rhymes right now. I want to give me some love. Shawnee, what's up, man? What's going on?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Diva. We all can hear you. Shout out to everybody that's live on the line. Yo, shout out to 973, the 973, the 251, the 908, the 906. Shout out to Sanity Girls. Shout out to the guest 5880. Hold on, Shawnee. I got to get some Twitter love because they're going crazy around here. I'm going to let y'all know how much of God has an impact on things. Shout out to Sanity Girls CEO. Shout out to Christy Lynn. Shout out to Future Guru 100. Hey, honey bunny. Shout out to WB Junior 69. Shout out to Bella Beauty. Shout out to L Boogie 13. Enormous the Ox. Mikey T the movie star. Shout out to Feed the Wolves, man. Feed the Wolves getting their spiritual feeding on. Shout out to Garvin. JC Naray, shout out to you. Shout out to Fat Boy ENT. Yo, shout out to the Crown family. Crown family getting their spiritual feeding on too. Shawnee, what's good, man? What's good, Shawnee?
Hey, bro, I had a good lunch.
had a good lunch. I had a good lunch. That was good. I'm going to work until 11:30, so, you know, all I'm going to do is pray. But I do want to read something. Since we're talking about spiritual feeding and stuff like that,
yes,
I got a scripture that I want to read. And this touched me, and, it moved me in a beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says, "Do not put your trust in nobles, nor in the son of earthly man, to whom no salvation belongs. Don't trust anyone. Don't put your trust or your heart or all your passion or your soul in anyone, because no one has the power to change anything but God." So that, yeah.
Amen.
You felt that.
And the church, in the church say, amen.
Yeah.
Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Shawnee on her lunch break. I'm on our lunch break. We got about 19 more minutes left on this spiritual feeding. We getting it in, man. Yo, call me up at 347-850-1521 and check in to the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Y'all make sure y'all keep God first, family second, and career third. And before you say give me some more, say thank you. Let's go.
Yeah, as a shorty playing in the front yard of the crib, fell down and I bumped my head. Somebody helped me up and asked me if I bumped my head. I said, yeah. And then they said, oh, so that means you're going to switch it on them. I said, yeah, flip mode. Flip mode is the greatest. You know, and as a shorty, I was always told that if I ain't going to be part of the greatest, I got to be the greatest myself. Come on, come on. What a surprise. See you something, make a nigga close over your eyes. All my niggas getting money capitalized. Die, little small guy, we on the rise. Everything a nigga touch, platinumized. Full of your crib, you know we coming all our supplies. Got a big gun and I'ma show you the size. You fuck with any of my flip mode family ties. Me and my niggas be coming through, stroking you out. Killing off any and everything you talking about. See you in the club, now we walking you out. Should've thought twice before you went and opened your mouth. Yo, anyway we stay keeping it moving. Fucking with the wrong nigga, hope you know what you're doing. Now blame me, all the same niggas is lame. It's not a game, nigga name still in your brain. Now niggas had enough?
Some
y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Yo, Slip, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you could
give me some more.
With the cars and the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Blast with a rash, give me my cash, lick in my ass. Running with my money, son, go out with a blast. Do what you want, a nigga's cut in the corner. You fucking up the order, go ahead and meet the reporter. Yo, she telling who's on how you switch to a bitch. Little fake, 20 down, nigga, chill with a snitch. So now I pass you, say I don't got nothing to ask you. Make a little room for me, you know my niggas to pass through. Cartier, Sydney 48, hooray shit. Roll with all of my niggas from around the way shit. When I come through, your niggas know I do my thing. Bring more shit to generate money. Cha-ching. Arrest you, lyrically, flow will caress you. Bless you, then the nigga come to your rescue. Why you assume a nigga blossom and bloom? I'm coming soon, hit you with a boom. Give me some room. Y'all niggas had enough?
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Hey, Split, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
Cars in the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody's red love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Yo, yeah. Live nigga shit, know what I mean? And represent why we getting money and reign supreme. Hope y'all niggas know we coming to full steam. Can't see me, better turn on your high beam. All my niggas while I'm ringing the siren. Flip mode. We good with niggas from my team. Never should you ever try to fuck with my cream. My OD when my shit get all in your bloodstream. Every time we be ripping and be blowing it down, blowing you all fucking with the hottest niggas around. Fuckers with me and my people run through your town, holding it down, singing the wild nigga, give me my crown. Hey, yeah. All my people need to come and surround. A nigga be hitting so much to make you fall on the ground. Sure to make you shot, that's what I be all about. Turning you out, making all of you niggas fall out. Yeah, niggas had enough.
Give me some more.
Y'all niggas want the wild shit?
Give me some more.
Hey, Split, where the weed at?
Give me some more.
I know y'all niggas need that.
Give me some more.
Even though we getting money, you can
give me some more.
With the cars and the big crib.
Give me some more.
Everybody spread love.
Give me some more.
If you want it, let me hear you say it.
Give me some more.
Yo, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now live in Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. And I was bugging about the Busta Rhymes song, "Please Don't Ask Spliff Where the Weed At." And you don't need that. So I just wanted to play Busta Rhymes. Shout out to Busta Rhymes, man. And Busta Rhymes definitely, he get his spirit on, too. I think that we think a lot of times people in the industry, you know, that they not into the Lord, that they don't go to church. DMX, prime example. You know, he go to church faithfully. Well, he ain't at church right. Going to church right now. But, you know, he's a very spiritual man. As a matter of fact, I got some X in here. I'm going to see if I can get that one joint that I like. Yeah, I'm definitely going to get that. But back to, you know, at the top of the, well, almost at the end of the hour, we got 15 minutes left. You know, when we're talking about being prepared, man, prepare yourself, men, prepare yourself, because, you know, domestic violence as well goes to men. Prepare yourself. If you know, a lot of us say, you know, she crazy, that's how she is or whatever. Y'all know that woman can't beat y'all. And for all you women out there, stop trying to be super thug. Because as soon as he hits you, oh, my God, I'm calling the popo. See? You ain't as tough as you thought you was. No matter what size a man is, and no matter what he look like, he always twice as stronger than you. But domestic violence is not something that I support. We do not support domestic violence. And that's why I rock so hard with Sanity Girls. Make sure y'all follow Sanity Girls on Twitter at Sanity Girls. Matter of fact, I'm going to get it for y'all right now because I like to give proper information about the situation. I love Sanity Girls. Even when I first seen them, I was like, oh, this is what's up. Follow Sanity Girls at Sanity, S-A-N-I-T-Y, _ girls, G-U-R-L-Z. Again, that's Sanity _ girls at on Twitter. Go to www.twitter.com / Sanity Girls, S-A-N-I-T-Y _ G-U-R-L-Z. And if you didn't get it, if you don't have a pen and paper, that's all right, because these shorts is recorded, and you can archive the show later and listen in to get the information. But Sanity Girls is definitely great people over there. Oh, snap. Hold on one second. I want to see if I'm being heard. 347, can you hear me? Angel, can you hear me? Fisher Guru Andre, if you listen, I want you to call in or send me a text and make sure you can hear me, because I want to make sure ain't nothing on mute or whatever the case may be. And it's a go on each end. But show must go on. And to shout out to the Sanity Girls, if you can't hear me right now, the show is probably buffering, so do me a favor and refresh your page. But yeah, shout out to the Sanity Girls, man. You definitely want to follow them. They definitely got a big movement over there. They permitting domestic violence. What they doing is they inspiring women that domestic violence, you know, is not the answer. They're letting you know domestic violence is not the answer. And, you know, you definitely want to holler at them at sanitygirlsinc@gmail.com. If you want to support, if you want to donate, they definitely going to be rocking with us on the Woman to Woman Wednesdays. They're definitely going to be rocking with us, and we definitely going to be talking about domestic violence. But preparing yourself, y'all, it's so important that we prepare ourselves. It's so important that we get honest with ourselves. You know, you don't want your family and your friends to be going through that, because even with domestic violence, if you're not preparing yourself to get out of that situation, then the ultimate end of it is death or in jail. Point blank period. At the end of the day. And it's sad to say, but it's true. At the end of the day, the only thing that domestic violence gets you is death and in jail. And I got much love for the Sanity Girls. They actually raising money right now. They taking donations, and they're taking donations to open up a women's. They were looking. They're getting a building for a women's center to empower women and family. And we definitely got love for the men too. We definitely got love for the men, because believe it or not, some men are in domestic violence situations too. Shout out to Guest 6510. I mean, I'm so thankful that y'all here. I'm so thankful that, you know, we able to get our spiritual feeding on right now, because God take the back burner and everything a lot of times in our life. We can't let God take the back burner, man. Do all you can to prepare yourself, you know, for your life works as a Christian or the God of your understanding. You know, study your Bible, go to church, listen carefully to the preacher too, and pray regularly, y'all. Pray. Pray in the good times, not just in the bad times. Pray in the good times. pray regularly, just asking the Lord to show you how to seek his face. What you need me to do, Lord? What you want me to do on today? What I got to do for you? What I need to do? What step I need to take? You know, what's next for me? What's your will? Ask yourself, you know, ask yourself this. Ask yourself if you need to be as busy as you are. Do I really need to do this? Do I really have balance in my life? Am I really prepared? Do yourself a favor, y'all, and just get rid of all the clutter and focus on preparing your body, your mind, and your spirit for what God has in store for you. Do it like that. I guarantee you it's going to work out to your benefit. I know it will. I am a witness. And if you're going through some hard times right now, and, you know, you feel like weapons are formed against you, you feel like everybody's attacking you, your living situation, your financial situation, your car situation, your job situation, your mate, your kids, your family, whoever, understand that God sometimes sends trouble your way to move you to higher lands. He is sending trouble so you can move. Because a lot of times we won't move, y'all. We get comfortable. I'm cool right here, you know. I got everything that I need. I got food. I got a house. I got a roof over my head, you know. I go to work. I got the necessaries. Well, what about living above and beyond? God said, I will pour you out a blessing, an overflow of a blessing. If you just trust me. And the real deal about the situation is, you know, real talk, the real deal about the situation is all we got to do is trust. Everything else in the world. Shout out to guest 6665 in the chat room. We're talking about being prepared on today. Prepare yourself. I'm your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We're getting our spiritual feeding on. It's time for us to start preparing ourselves, y'all. We be doing so much and running around the world and the earth like we crazy. And we put God, we be thankful for our jobs and our houses and the food. But not one time did we thank God for giving us life on today. Grace and mercy. For those who don't know what grace and mercy is, grace is when God gives you every day the things that you don't deserve, like life, like food, like shelter. For real. And mercy is when God gives you the things or withhold the things that you're not ready for right now. I'm going to say that again. Grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives you the things every day that you don't deserve, like your life, like a roof over your head, protection over you, protection over your kids, your finances, your job. Mercy is when God withholds the things for you that you ain't ready yet, that you ain't ready for yet. Just imagine if we got everything that we wanted. Just imagine if God gave us everything that we wanted. Just imagine if right now God blessed you with a corporate position of a job. Corporate position. You qualify. We want to hire you. The job looking at your resume, yeah, we want to put you in this corporate seat, but you know nothing about electronics, but you know nothing about a spreadsheet or either how to open up Excel. It's about preparing. You got to prepare for those blessings. Prime example, shout out to Dell in Brick City. He gave us a story. There was a man that was sentenced to hell. And he was sentenced to hell, and He was in his room, and in his room, it was all these boxes everywhere. It was boxes everywhere with his name on it. And God came in the room, and before him, he said, Lord, before we go any further, before we do anything else, Lord, what is all these boxes with my name on it? What are all these boxes with my name on it, Lord? God calmly folded his arms and said to him, those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. Think about it. Those are the blessings that you didn't allow me to give you while you was on earth. We so running, so busy trying to run around trying to be Jesus Jr. that we don't give God the victory. Stop trying to do God's job. Your responsibility is to do his will. But in order for you to do his will, you got to know his purpose first. Man, it has been a blessing for me to give y'all the spiritual feeding on today. I got about 4 minutes left. So what I'm going to do is it's prayer time, y'all. We going to pray. I need all y'all to bow your heads, minds open, spirits open. Put down the hamburger. Lord, Father God, we just thank you on today, Lord, for you being merciful, you being consistent, you being forgiving, you being loving and available in our lives, Lord. Father God, thank you for the many blessings that you give us each and every day that we don't even deserve, Lord. Father God, thank you for giving us the opportunity to get spiritual feeding. We know that your blessings is definitely not an internet push button, that your blessings are always on time. They don't come when we want them to come, Lord, but they always on time. Father God, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Sometimes our lives are so busy that we don't take the time for you, Lord. Father God, sometimes we are too tired to pray or even read our Bibles, Lord. But we thank you, God. Father God, Lord, prepare us for the things you have in store for us, Lord, that you have in store for us, Lord. Father God, let us not do our own will, put our own plan, draw our own mark on the blueprint that you have already done. Let us just do your will, Lord. Let us not come along with our red little marker messing up the blueprint, Lord. Father God, let us pray regularly and be thankful. Bless your name on today, Lord. Father God, let no weapons formed against us shall not prosper, shall not work, Lord. Father God, we trust you with our futures. Thank you always. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Y'all, that was the spiritual feeding on today. Y'all make sure y'all tune in tomorrow with me, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 p.m. on the East Coast to get that spiritual feeding. And ladies, it's going down. Erin Live on the debut, the Woman to Woman Wednesdays. We going in tomorrow. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow at 347-850-1521. Or you can check in with me live on the live chat at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Make sure you keep God first, family second, and career third. Because God loves you no matter what you do, no matter where you came from, and especially knowing not, and especially where you're going to. Whether you're doing right or you're doing wrong. Y'all, it's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and you're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. I'm about to get out of here to try to savage the rest of my little lunch. Y'all keep God first, family second, career third, man. I'm out of here. Be easy. One.